Boy, the Don Bader invite is here. I know you're crossing your fingers that I think Friday is kind of going to be a day where hopefully, if we get the rain and the wind, it's supposed to kind of cease a little bit, and the day's supposed to be nice because this is going to be a heck of a meet, isn't it?
It is, and we're looking forward to it, and kind of the weather is secondary, and I'm actually hoping for a cooler day, and it looks like it may be in that realm, but we have a lot of good competition coming in from a variety of schools, and what I like is that you can have some of our smaller schools compete against like Class A, Class B, and be very competitive. There's some great marks that are being entered. Not everybody has entered their athletes as of yet, but it's kind of fun to see what's possibly available.
Well, I know the KU relays were last week, so a little bit of a change there. So that allows more schools to kind of come to your meet. I see Kearney is bringing a lot of their kids, and man, oh man, the entries that I've seen so far, there are going to be some great, great performances on the track and the field events.
They are. There's a lot of sharp ones. Kearney will be bringing some of their top sprinters, both on the girls and guys' side. I was just looking at the boys' 100. There's five or six listed under 10.9 with the times, and that's incredibly fast. So that will be a great one to see. I'm hoping the Ogallala will bring their 4x4 team. Someone emailed me last night wondering if their record might be in jeopardy, which was 4:03 set years ago by a Kearney group, and I think it may be, but if that Ogallala group runs, because I think they've gone under 4:03 this year, and so it's fun to kind of see that the high level of competition stepping in. It will definitely be fast on the track. Josiah Wilkinson from McCook is running very well in the 400 and 800. He's fun to watch, and we have Herson Rodriguez, and I'm hoping he'll challenge just so Herson will run a faster 800 and go under 2 minutes for the first time in his career, and so it's exciting to see that happening, and so yes, a host of athletes from on the track will be doing very well, both on girls and guys' side.
I know in that boys 4x1, Coach, I know Dundee County Stratton boys went to Chase County Invite and ran a new Class D record 42.9, and I see in that boys 4x1, there's like, I think, three schools right now sub-43, so holy smokes, that's going to be a fast race.
Yes, it will be very fast, and so records may be broken, but also just bringing out the best in each other, and that's what we're hoping with the meet. And that's always been the intent of the Lexington Bader Invite, is that you bring your best athletes. We don't do a team scoring, so that way you can kind of play around with different options. It's mid-season, meaning people have had a variety of meets to kind of have that experience and kind of build from there. And so we're hoping it will be good for all teams and that they'll see great marks both on the track and in the field event.
I tell you, on the girls' side, you've got a couple of young ladies in the field events, and Abby Sutton, and I think the Keeker girl, who are off to tremendous starts in the throws and the jumps, aren't they?
They're doing outstanding. Abby has just been incredible, and she comes from a family that kind of has that tradition of being throwers and so forth, but there's a lot of pressure, I think, on her, and we've talked about that, of kind of just stepping away from that and just doing what comes natural, and she set another school record last week and went 42.10 in the shot put and did incredibly well with that, and set the school record in discus earlier this season, throwing over 146 feet. So, and she stayed consistent. It hasn't been just one like a one-time situation. And so she'll be challenged in shot put. There's a couple girls. There's one from Dundee County. Dundee County is just solid, both girls and guys, with just some stud athletes. That's thrown 45, and so it'll be fun to see her be challenged and to go after competition, but she'll face that if she makes it to state. And Kipley Keeker has been incredible in the jumps. We kind of backed off a little bit last week to just kind of keep her legs fresh, but she is within inches of the school record in triple jump. Has jumped over 37 feet, and so we're hoping that once again that will continue for her. She's just a very good athlete and works hard to make it happen, and so it's fun to see her success.
And I know, like you kind of touched on earlier, you're hoping for some of your other kids competing on Friday to improve those times and marks against some really good competition. As you said, great competition improves those marks. And you've got some other kids, I'm sure, on the boys and girls side. You're hoping that they can improve. I'm sure you're seeing improvement each and every meet, aren't you?
Yeah, we always aim for that. And we're hoping that a higher level of competition brings out the best in us or, you know, our athletes and so forth. That one that it comes to mind is like Isaac Portillo, who is an outstanding mid-distance runner for us. He's progressing weekly on that, and it's just kind of getting into that competitive mindset and drive, and I'm hoping that will help drive down his time in the 2 mile and the mile. He's been doing well. He needs to get a little bit more competitive, like a fierceness, and kind of be reckless and going after it in a sense, instead of waiting for it to happen. And so I think the more that the kids get those opportunities, I mentioned about Herson earlier, there's an opportunity there. Are you going to take that and work with that to help them as they proceed towards conference and districts, especially to earn an opportunity to state? So, we got some younger ones. We're pretty young on the boys' side. Eduardo Jimenez has done well in the jumps. He's jumped over 21 feet in the long jump and high jump. He's gone 6'2". We're working on just having it being consistent. He's kind of had some up and down, has sprinted well for us. So that's a good sign in that regard. Riley Church has been a great sprinter and triple jump person, long jumper on the girls' side for us. And so I think, as you said, the more that the younger kids get some of these opportunities and they begin to develop that confidence, it brings out the best in them, and the best in other people comes out as well. And it's fun to see that the kids can be successful that way.
And Coach, correct me if I'm wrong, just for folks that are going to be attending on Friday, finals against time, is that right?
Correct. We will have a prelims. Well, it's a two-session meet, so it will begin at 12 o'clock, and field events will have finals, and then the second session, the running will start at 2 o'clock, and with prelims in some of our distance races, and then the second session will be the finals. Set up that way.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if you went prelims and finals. So yeah, it's kind of a long day. You pretty much sometimes finish with the lights on, don't you?
Just early evening. We used to start a little bit later, and we've moved it to a 12 o'clock start to make sure that we get through it. A lot of times for weather, because sometimes early evening the weather kind of changes, and so it's to make sure that, and then also to give teams a chance to get home at a decent time so they're not traveling too late. But yes, so it'll be about 6-7 o'clock that we'll be wrapping it up with our relays, and hopefully people will have a successful day and they can walk away from it feeling good.
Hard to believe, Coach. End of April, final weekend, and getting in May, you got conference, districts, and state, and it's here, the postseason, end of school time, isn't it?
You're right. It's wrapping up quickly. Within the next 3 weeks, we'll be finding out who's going to state, and one more week after that is, you know, your state event, and so, and along with the ending of school, and so a lot happening. There's a lot of pieces in motion, and you just gotta go with the flow and try to hold your head above water at this time if you're a coach. And but it's exciting. It's fun to see where the kids are succeeding and growing and developing, and whether it's this year or next year, you know, they have something to keep working for. So it's fun to watch.
And finally, Coach, no signs of slowing down. You've been doing this for many, many years, but I take it you love what you're doing, and you're going to keep on doing this, I take it, for a few more years, aren't you?
We'll see. We'll just take a little bit at a time. I am slowing down quite a bit. It's a little bit more difficult to get everything done that I want to get done. That's why I rely on great assistant coaches to help me out, and great kids to work with. But yeah, it's been a rewarding experience for me, and I've enjoyed it over the years. And so it's fun to have another opportunity to do that, and as long as the school willing to allow me to do it, I'll keep working at it.